LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MRRPC medium density residential district, residential planned community. It's an extension of change of zone 1471 for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100 Sussex County containing 7.236 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast and southeast corners of Herring Way and Old Mill Bridge Road. The 911 address is not available. The tax map is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 73.02. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, a site plan, an exhibit booklet, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the Delaware Electric Co-op, the Denrec Division of Air Quality and Fish and Wildlife, the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and DelDOT. We also have a letter from the Swan Cove HOA saying that they have no objection to the extension of the development. And we also have a letter from James Angus in opposition to the application, that he has concerns with the development of the property regarding rainfall, stormwater management, concerns about, again, the level of water. I believe there were concerns about just the moral safety, convenience of the development, concerns about police and fire protection are not available nearby, concerns about state police responsibility, that there were some Denrec comments that he had concerned with about coastal flooding events and flooding of potential buildings, concerns about the soils of the property, the concerns of a lack of a traffic study that was one was not required from DelDOT, and that is an overview of his concerns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Where does he reside, did he say?
Derrickson Creek Road.
Okay, Mr. Fuqua.
Yes, again, for the record, my name is Jim Fuqua, and I represent the applicant, Swan Cove West LLC. With me is the owner, Jim Swan, and Steve Gorski from Duffield Associates. An exhibit packet was submitted for the record, and that did include an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report and the plus response. This is an application to rezone a 7.236 acre parcel of land located on the east side of Old Mill Bridge Road, just north of Route 54, to an MRRPC for development of 20 single-family lots as an extension and part of the existing Swan Cove West MRRPC, which is change of zone 1471. So with the larger tax map there, you can see the yellow is the existing RPC. There it is. And I think the best way to explain this application to you is to give you a history of the existing MRRPC. Back in 2002, there were two applications presented to the Planning Commission and to the County Council. The applicants were Gladys Swan, which was Jim's mother, and Trout Siegel and Doyle Development Company. Change of zone 1470 proposed rezoning a 10.3 acre parcel located on the north side of Route 54 to B1, and I assume that's a pink parcel right there. And change of zone number 1471 was a request to rezone 109.5 acre parcel located to the rear of the B1 parcel as an MRRPC, and that is the development shown on the screen. On July 23rd, 2002, the County Council approved both applications. The B1 parcel is now the Route 54 Fenwick Plaza Shopping Center, and that's fully constructed and it's been operating for years. And the MRRPC parcel is now the single-family residential community, Swan Cove West. That RPC was approved subject to 15 conditions, and one of the conditions was the maximum number of lots permitted in the development was 372. Now, over the years, that site has been developed in eight phases, and that results in 362 single-family lots, slightly less than the maximum was permitted. And as you can see, it's fully phased out at this point.
Do you have the aerial again? There you go, that's great.
As you can see, from the aerial photo, the RPC has been fully developed. All infrastructure improvements are completed. Roadways, sewer, water, electric. There's two community centers within the development. Both have outdoor pools, indoor exercise centers, and meeting rooms. And there is a tot lot playground. The RPC has two access points to public roads. One is on Route 54 at the location of the commercial site. And the other one is on Old Mill Road, which is basically where that blue line is there, adjacent to that. The site of our application, obviously, is the vacant parcel fronting on Old Mill Road and on the north side of Herring Way Road, which is the development's entrance road from Old Mill. This 7.2 acre parcel was not part of the lands that were owned by the Swans at the time they did this original application. So it was not included in that original application. The 7 acre parcel was actually part of a larger parcel owned by Delaware Electric Co-op, who owns the land to the south of the blue line there. That was all one parcel. And they have an electrical substation located there, again, on that south side of that blue line. Back when the original application was being done, the Swans approached Delaware Electric Co-op to inquire about purchasing an easement for a road and water and sewer access to the development. And apparently the north portion of the co-op's land was not needed by them. And they agreed and sold the 7 acre parcel to the Swans. And that's where the road is located and access there. I think the co-op was pretty pleased to be getting 372 new customers right next to their substations.
No doubt, yeah.
So with that, the road, the utilities were all constructed. The entire RPC has now been developed or is under construction, as I said, in 8 phases. This application was to incorporate the last vacant parcel in that area into the RPC as phase 9. Now, we believe that this use is the most appropriate and best use for the site. This one keys HOA, as was stated, the board of directors indicated it has no objection. And if you think about it, it's kind of obvious that inclusion of this parcel into the RPC is preferable to a separate residential development or even a possible commercial or conditional use on this parcel right at the entrance to the existing Swan Cove West development. So being part of the development will be part of the continuing design of the RPC. As to the actual proposed phase 9, and again, Janelle, if I could bother you to put the site plan up. Thanks. The site is located in the environmentally sensitive development area under the comp plan, which, as you know, that is a growth area. DelDOT did not require a TIS or a TOA in that the trip generation for 20 lots is minimal. And in addition, the entrance from Old Mill Road has already been approved by DelDOT and constructed. The applicant will be dedicating a right-of-way strip to provide a 40-foot right-of-way from the center line of Old Mill Road. And as DelDOT now requires a 15-foot easement outside of the right-of-way for a proposed shared use path. The applicant will also be responsible for constructing any entrance modifications as required by DelDOT. Phase 9 would be served by the existing utilities that serve the RPC. That's water from Artesian Water Company, County Sewer. This site is in the West Fenwick Island Sewer District. And as I said, electric from Delaware Electric Co-op. There are no threatened or endangered species associated with the site. or any historical resources associated with the site. Can you pardon me one second?
Sure. You've been a busy man tonight, Mr. Fuquay. So,
things start to run together after a while. I was going to start talking about the climate-controlled lots.
I want one.
Tell you what, if you can arrange that, though,
I might be onto something there. Okay, the lots will be situated on a cul-de-sac that's accessed from Herring Way, which, as I said, is the main entrance road into the development. The lot sizes and setbacks will comply with the standards approved for the original RPC, and everything will be similar in design to the existing development. Minimum lot sizes are 7,500 square feet with a minimum width of 60 feet. There'll be sidewalks on both sides of the cul-de-sac. Stormwater management and sediment control, again, as you know, must meet or exceed DENREC regulations. There are two stormwater, there were two stormwater ponds on there, I only see one, but there's a if you have any questions about that, I'll have to have Steve come up and explain it. Obviously, they will comply with the stormwater management regulations. There is some other swales that run in there that will be incorporated into the stormwater design. And again, that hasn't been done completely yet, and it wouldn't be until after approval. Of the 7-acre parcel, approximately 1.5 acres within the development will be open space, with an additional 0.32 acres, which are actually on the south side of Herring Way. And that would just be part of the wooded landscaped entranceway that's in. It would remain as it is right now. The gross density of phase 9 would be 2.7 lots per acre. And that is actually significantly less than the density that was approved for the existing RPC, which is 3.4 lots per acre. The owners in phase 9 will be full members of the Swan Cove West HOA, the same as every other lot owner. And they will have the same obligations, and they will have the same benefits, including all the rights to use the recreational areas. And of course, in the HOA is responsible for maintenance of all common areas, et cetera. In conclusion, we think this application is the appropriate and highest and best use for this property. Because this will be an addition to or extension of the existing CZ 1471, I suggest that only two conditions are required. The first condition would be that the maximum number of lots permitted in phase 9 would not exceed 20. And the second condition would be that the approval is an extension of change of zone 1471 and is subject to the conditions imposed on change of zone 1471, which is approved on July 23rd, 2002 as amended. I will submit proposed conditions and proposed findings for your consideration. The original conditions that I just referred to are attached to the findings that I'll be giving to you in case you want to review them. And that would conclude our presentation, other than any questions you may have.
Okay. Well, since Mr. Wheatley was on the commission when the original Swan Cove was passed, I'll turn to you first, Bob.
I really don't have any questions. It is certainly a logical infill and use for that parcel. I really don't have any questions, Mr. Olson.
Is there a tax ditch that runs kind of northeast to southwest right in the middle of that property? It's not a tax ditch, it's just a swale?
There's a swale in there, but it's not a tax ditch.
Oh, okay. All right.
And that would be incorporated into the stormwater management.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Thank you. That's it.
No questions.
This is Holly Stevens.
The only question I have is do you have a lot of people who cut through this? This has nothing to do with this. just to keep you on your toes, do you have a lot of people who cut through from the shopping center over to the other road? You know,
I when I was down there myself, I was wondering the same question because I drove in the other way. It's a meandering way around there. It's not. It's a snaky road to go around. So I don't think. Although with the traffic,
I'm just curious.
You probably could.
You could, but
I'm just not sure that the folks have figured it out yet. But
that's what I'm just, you know.
We went through there the other day, my wife and I, and there's a light there at Food Line. And of course, there's a light at Klein Church Road.
Right.
There's not a huge amount of benefit to cutting through there by the time you meander
all
through.
That. Right.
I mean, MapQuest does recognize the route through there. So
right.
It pops
if there's an accident and the road's closed, it'll turn you through.
Yeah. If for some reason traffic was blocked off on Americana Bayside intersection 20, 54 and 20, then people, if they hit their iPhone, it'll bring them through there. But that's rather...
It would be longer to go that way, right, than around the... I'm just curious, just to...
As part of that question, Mr. Tate tells me that at least the main roads in there are actually built to state standards, and they're state roads.
They are state roads, I believe.
Wow.
That one
I was thinking ahead.
That one that comes out there by Food Line and runs back.
Yeah, the main road through. Yeah. So it's a public road.
Sweet. Thank you.
Any other questions?
That's it. That's all my questions.
Yeah, the drainage is always an issue. And when Chris and I rode by there Wednesday, it was pretty high and dry. But, I mean, are there any drainage problems on that side of the Swan Cove subdivision?
Just that 10-inch rain.
Come on up.
You want to address the
Yes.
I need your name and address for
that. Steve Gorski, 5400 Limestone Road, Wilmington. As Jim had alluded to, it all has to be designed per Denrick standards in Sussex Conservation District. We'll review all the stormwater facilities we'll have with a pond and a bioswale, which will filter out the pollutants.
Are there any existing problems that you're aware of on that side of Swan Cove?
Not that I'm aware of, no. The existing ponds on site. There's one in the corner north of, east of the site. Controls runoff, and then the rest of the eastern portion of the site drains away from this area into other two other ponds.
And that little swale ditch that runs alongside that north side actually goes to the north, does it not?
Drainage? It does. It drains from south to north, and then it meanders back to Derrickson Creek.
To the Derrickson Creek, right?
The direction that the cursor's.
Relative to other properties I rode by this past week, after all the rain we had for 7 days, it was reasonably high and dry.
This was the week to find out
what's
underwater.
If you didn't have standing water this week, you're never going to have it. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have any questions?
No, thank you.
Ms. Cornwall?
None, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I have none, thank you.
Ms. Fuqua, if you want to have a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has any interest in your application. Anyone here like to speak in favor of changing zone 1850 Swan Cove West? In favor? Yes, you're in favor, you own it. Wouldn't that be a surprise? Anyone like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Gary Ward, 37127 Sawmill Lane. Opposition is concerns with that. The buffer zone. I see these green trees back there. I own the home that is in the corner there. Back right there. Now, those trees that you see behind the home are on my property, and those houses that are on that cul-de-sac probably are only 8 or 9 feet off the center line of that tax ditch, and that is the main ditch that carries that water from that subdivision over there, other than the sediment pond that he has. There is no buffer zone other than the 7 or 8 feet, and we've already had some issues with the other homeowners concerning the maturity of our trees that are still on our property falling onto their home.
That's the existing Swan Cove, right?
Yes. The other question I would have is, if that is a buffer zone that I see that it looks like it represents some trees to me, that last house there, I guess that would be number 20, whatever it is there, how far set back that house would be so that I wouldn't have the same issue if somebody, there's several very mature pine trees on our property.
There's a minimum 20 foot. Did they proffer anything greater than that, Mr. Sharp, do you know, or Janelle? So it's 20 foot.
It would be a 20-foot, and then they have a 10-foot rear yard setback.
So 30 from the building and 20 from the lot line.
On that one particular lot?
On the whole line, on the perimeter.
Right. And there are quite a few people that cut through there from the shopping center to the main road. And the HOA is considering putting speed bumps. They're trying to get permission to keep the people from going through there. So there is quite a bit of traffic that does go through there. And with the rain that we had this past weekend, the main road out there had quite a bit of water.
Yeah, every road in Sussex County did. Who maintains the tax ditch? Is the maintenance easement on your property line?
The property line runs almost center of that tax.
The maintenance easement for the tax ditch?
No, nobody maintains it.
But I thought we said it wasn't a tax ditch.
Well, you call it what you want. It's a ditch that's about 7 or 8 foot deep.
So it's a private ditch.
A tax ditch.
Well, there's a difference.
You pay money for it and you maintain it. Mm-hmm. So that's why. Okay.
But that would be my concern. I just wanted to make sure that, because I've had both neighbors concern me about the maturity of my trees falling on their homes, because they are right up against the property. There is no 20-foot and 10-foot buffer zone behind there.
You're lucky, Dad, that there's no leaf-blowing ordinance, so you're fine there. You know, that leaves can blow as the God wants them to blow.
I understand that, but still, it doesn't make good neighbors.
Right. And that section is the old, the original Swan Cove, and this is the new Swan Cove West. So these are the ones we would want to be discussing tonight. And to address your question a second time, there is a 20-foot a lot line setback, and then a 10-foot rear yard setback for the building. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Seeing no one rise, anyone on the commission have any questions? Mr. Whitehouse? Ms. Cornwell?
Mr.
Sharp? We're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.
Thank you,
Mr. Fuqua, and you had a good night tonight. Yeah, busy one anyway.
Triple header.
Yeah, man. Other business.